make some shingles. I don't know who will buy, but I just want to make some shingles. So me and my younger brother and I cut down one of them big old heart pines and sold it. And hadn't hardly got started, a man comes and says, I want every one of them shingles you can make. He's building a new house, build a house up there close to the farm. And it seemed like it's $2.50 a thousand. I know it wasn't much, but we made good money. And before I got his bill filled, another man come along, and I filled his bill. And two of the cousins lived that by, they didn't have nothing doing. I gave them $1 a day to be help me saw it, a younger brother help saw and make them shingles. And before I got that done, another man come and wanted some more, and I quit. I said, no, I just can't keep it up. I got to do something else.
I see.
No other young man at my age wouldn't have undertook to do a thing like that, and I wouldn't if my daddy hadn't made ahead of him. I saw what he'd done, so I'm making them. Got me some big old drawing knives and made me some horses. Spit them shingles out and I'd fasten in a clamp up there and I'd get my drawing knife and I'd dress him down smooth. Dress one edge down thin and leave the other thick. Put the shingle on top and leave that thick edge turn out and put another on top of him.
I see. Why did you use a mallet instead of a...
Yeah, that pro's got a... I wish I could show you one. Boy, got mine. It's made in this shape, and this part's sharp, and this is a handle up here, you see. And you put that on a block of wood and drive it in there, and you pull the handle down and pry it open. After I moved here, I went over here on this near place and gave him $4 one time for a big old heart pine tree. And started sawing it down, had his boy help me, and I sawed it in doughty wood. I don't want this tree, it's doughty. I went where he was and told him, I said, that tree's doughty. I sawed it. He said, no, it ain't doughty. But he said, saw it down, and if it's doughty, I'll take you, I'll give you money back. But it said, if it's not doughty, you've got the timber in. And I made enough heart pine. I went away and got that boy to help me saw it up and bolted it up. Took my wagon and team over there and hauled it out and hauled out here in the shade of a big tree and made boards and covered me a big barn with it. Got plenty of boards, you see, good hard boards, and they stayed there, I don't know how long. That's a mallet now that you beat on that fro with. Way you do that, you start it, like I showed you that, splitting up that white oak after a split this morning. You've got to know how to split it up and make it work out right. And on that white oak there, you go again between the grains. And I told you that the winter growth will break, but summer won't break you. Well, you cross them in there on the board, you see. Go across the grain. And you've got to split so that every one of them boards will come out across grain. If you slab them, they'll break and rot too quick. You see, crossing the grain, they won't do it. And if you know how to split that, it'll work all right. It'll split out all right. But not every pine tree will split real good. Some of them are twisted, rough, hard, stringy. They're just stringy, mat together so you can't sell. Some of them are just as smooth as you cut them now. And back in olden time, nearly all the old pine trees were chipped to see if they'd split. They'd chop a hole in there, in the tree, just as square, straight in as they could, chip it out, and then they'd go up about so much farther and chip it another, and they'd split out that block of wood. And then they'd take the action, split it up, see if it split right. If it didn't split right, they didn't cut the tree down. If it split right, they cut it down.
That's it. Test it first.
That's right. And I've cut them down that you couldn't split at all. They just wouldn't split. They'd been hacked on, and other fellows turned them down, but I'd cut them down, they couldn't split. They just wouldn't do it. But if that tree had never been chipped much, it's a pretty good sign that it's a good board tree, or a shingle tree.
Other tools that you'd use down on the farm, what other tools would you have to buy?
Well, you had that cross-cut saw, you know, that is the main thing back in that day and time, was cross-cut saw. I don't know when, but sometime in the early 30s, I guess, the first pupwood saw come along. You know what a pupwood saw is?
Yes,
it's
sir.
A little blade, a little saw blade about that wide, and it's about that long. You put it in a bow frame and tighten it, and you use it with one hand. I got one out, John. I use that way, you see. And it's just far ahead of the cross-cut saw on little stuff, but you can't cut big stuff with it, you see. Well, my daddy had a big old cross-cut saw, must have been 8 or 9 feet long, and across the belly of that thing, it must have been a foot.